In the rural South Texas county of DeWitt, where poultry and cattle have been top industries, things are changing, and quick.
In our area, there never has been anything like this.
Rancher Tim Pinnell can look out back of his house and see a drilling rig, and out front is a country road that's paved, sort of.
Our roads are, as you could tell when you drove out here, completely deteriorated. They just weren't built to handle this kind of traffic and that much of it.
Big tanker trucks, one every 10 or 15 minutes, pass Pinnell's ranch on their way to and from drilling operations. Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is what's new here. Drillers are shooting millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals thousands of feet underground to force out oil and gas that conventional drilling couldn't. But fracking has become controversial, with fears it threatens water sources and can even cause earthquakes. In Europe, Bulgaria just banned it. So has France. In the U.S., New York and New Jersey have temporary bans in place. Last month in Wyoming, federal regulators linked fracking to the contamination of drinking water. But in South Texas, even as rancher Pinnell talks about the ripped-up roads and an increase in deadly traffic accidents, he's glad to see all that drilling.
If you want to work, come to DeWitt County, and you can damn sure get a job.
Oh, you guys working hard today?
Every day.
At a food trailer near a drilling rig, but 12 miles from the nearest town.
Two sliced, one with onion.
We found a guy in line named Dave.
I'm from Louisiana.
What do you do?
Electrical and instrumentation.
There are so many workers like him that as we drove north into neighboring Gonzales County, we saw a city park that was filling up with camper trailers. Workers live in them, unable to find apartments to rent. Nearby, there's a three-story Holiday Inn going up next to a new sleep inn. All that new business has caused revenues from sales taxes to triple. David Byrd is Gonzales County's top administrator.
It makes things a whole lot easier when it comes budget time next year, I guarantee you.
You're going to be the envy of a lot of other counties in the country that are struggling right now.
Absolutely. It does put us in a good spot.
But is anyone haunted by the thought that things are moving too fast, that the states and countries with bans on fracking know something?
Should we be doing this, you know, in Yellowstone Park? Absolutely not.
That's Dan Hill at Texas A&M. He's a longtime professor and researcher of drilling and has worked in the industry. While he says caution should be used in how and where fracking is done, he describes the opposition to it as hysteria. He predicts fracking will be of great benefit to the U.S. as it's used increasingly now, not so much for natural gas, but to bring up oil, as it is in Gonzales and DeWitt counties.
What you're going to see next is a very significant increase in oil production in this country from these shale reservoirs.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch of Tim Pinnell, he told us he serves on the county water board, which he says is having its own test done of underground water just to be sure.
We paid a lot of money to have this test done to check it. We can't tell where the fracking has affected our groundwater at all.
The roads are a different story, but the county says with so much tax money coming in, it can afford to fix them. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.